This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Clean tech and deforestation initiatives are the focus of conversation today at the Glasgow Climate Summit. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. More than 100 world leaders gathered at COP26 are expected to sign a pledge to halt and reverse deforestation by the end of this decade. About $19 billion in public and private funding will be allocated to restoring damaged land and tracking wildfires. Among the signatories is Brazil, a country where large parts of the Amazon rainforest have been cut down. But can this pledge succeed where others have failed? The BBC's Orla Guerin reports now from the nation's western state of Rondônia.
A tree that's towering overhead now, that has stood here for who knows how long, is about to be brought to the ground. We're with Miguel, who's 27. He's the illegal logger who just cut down the tree. Miguel, what would you say to those abroad who say this is the Amazon rainforest, it has to be saved?
My point of view is that this is my survival and the survival of my mother. I am not married, but I'm responsible for my parents. As long as there are trees, we will cut them down.
For ranchers like Renato Ramos, trees come second to cattle. His beef herd grazes on about 300 hectares, carved out of the rainforest by his father in the 1970s. Critics say under President Jair Bolsonaro, the Amazon is open for business. That's fine by Renato.
We need an area in order to farm. The Amazon is not only forest, it's also developing for different activities and investments.
But we get a very different perspective on a boat trip along the Verge River. Activist Neginia Bandiera points out dead trees and illegal development.
We have never, in our history, had such a ferocious enemy as Bolsonaro. It's like he's a huge dragon who's devouring the Amazon rainforest with his policies, his speeches, and his backtracking on the rights of indigenous peoples.
We've just arrived at a checkpoint by the side of the road. The police and the environmental police are stopping lorries passing by. Sergeant Inocenzio de Souza tells me they are looking for illegal loads of wood from protected trees.
We are eight people in two vehicles in an immense forest. So this is our problem. And they don't stop. It's incessant.
We're on the side of a main road. A section of the rainforest is ablaze. And when fires like this happen here, it's not the work of nature, it's the work of man. President Bolsonaro claims he's taking action to reduce illegal deforestation. Environmentalists say the Amazon tells a different story, and the forest is being pushed to the brink of collapse.
That's the BBC's Orla Guerin reporting there from the Amazon rainforest in Brazil. Well, another initiative we're expecting today out of Glasgow is one focused on clean technology. The plan is for leading nations to set rules and standards promoting low-carbon technology, as the BBC's Roger Harabin reports.
Boris Johnson made a global impact when he decreed an end to the sale of petrol and diesel cars in the UK by 2030. Car makers are now racing to compete with better electric vehicles for lower prices. A similar thing happened when Germany mandated a huge program of solar roofs. It gave venture capitalists the confidence to invest in research and development. Now, the cost of solar has dropped by 80%. Today, a group of nations, including it's expected the UK, will agree to cooperate in setting standards for low-carbon technology for power, hydrogen, road transport and steel. Initiatives that shift action from the conference hall into the real-world economy may play an increasing role in COPs of the future, although it's not yet clear who'll coordinate this initiative when delegates leave Glasgow.
That's the BBC's Roger Harabin reporting there. Well, climate talks are obviously a focus for world leaders today. Quarterly earnings, though, are stealing the spotlight for investors. Checking the numbers now, shares of BP are down 3% here in London this morning. That's despite better-than-expected profits boosted by higher gas prices in the quarter. And Maersk shares are up 0.75% in Copenhagen. The shipping giant said earnings were boosted by record freight rates, but it warned business isn't expected to grow as fast as global container demand. To China now, where authorities are urging citizens to stock up on basic items in case of emergency. Though the official notice doesn't specify why people are urged to stockpile, vegetable prices have been rising in recent weeks as supply worries have mounted after unusually heavy rain damaged crops in some parts of the country. From Beijing, the BBC's Stephen McDonnell explains how big of a concern this is for residents.
Well, it is causing concern, but I don't know if it should be seen as much of a big worry. The Commerce Ministry had one sentence in a kind of report on its website saying that people should stockpile certain products at home. Supply chains here have been and will probably continue to be disrupted because the government still maintains the sort of back to zero COVID approach in the run-up to the Winter Olympics. And so you can imagine how easy it is for a certain province to be cut off from another one. I suppose there could be shortages of certain products, certain vegetables. The prices have been going up lately. But what it doesn't mean is that there is an immediate danger in terms of people not having enough food to eat.
If this kind of warning were to happen here in the UK, there would be this rush to the supermarkets. Shelves would soon be bare. Is this warning in China, though, causing the same kind of reaction from the public, or are they just kind of sitting back for now?
So at the moment, it just seems to be more of an online discussion. I'm sure somebody in the central government must be looking at this Commerce Ministry announcement and saying, why would you put a line like that in there? Because it takes nothing for all this to be blown out of proportion.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell for us in Beijing. Thanks for breaking this down for us.
Good to talk to you.
And here in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.